Hachette Audio presents SEAL Team 6, Hunt the Falcon. Written by Don Mann with Ralph Pizzullo. Read by Peter Ganim. We make war that we may live in peace. Aristotle. To all servicemen, servicewomen, CIA employees, and diplomats who have shed their blood so the rest of us can live in peace. Chapter 1. Let me not pray to be sheltered from dangers, but to be fearless in facing them. Rabindranath Tagore. John and Lenora Reinhardt had just watched their 13-year-old son Alex dress himself for the first time. It was a special morning. Usually days at the Reinhardt house started with a delicate dance determined by their son's moods. Just because his son Alex was autistic didn't mean he wasn't smart, John Reinhardt reminded himself as his shoes met the uneven surface of the slate walk, and he punched the electronic button that opened the door to his dark blue Saab 900. His son was exceptional in the IQ department, but his brain's ability to control the warp speed flow of information and his emotional impulses was out of whack. When it didn't work the way Alex wanted it to, the boy got frustrated. And when he got frustrated, he got mad as hell, screaming, beat the shit out of whatever he could get his hands on, angry sometimes. Ask him to find the positive difference of the fourth power of two consecutive positive integers that must be divisible by one more than twice the larger integer? No problem. But little things like buttoning a shirt or fastening a zipper often tripped him up. Little things, little victories, 42-year-old John Reinhardt said as he reached across the console between the front seats and squeezed his wife Lena's hand. She smiled past the straight black bangs that almost brushed her eyes and said, I credit Alex's new school. It's been a major positive. Yes, John whispered back. His heart felt like it might leap out of his chest with delight. John felt things strongly, like his son, sometimes so strongly that it scared him, and he too had to fight hard to control himself. His half-Asian wife was the more emotionally balanced of the two. She understood that tomorrow morning might be completely different, that life with a child like Alex was unpredictable at best. John found it much harder to let go of the hope that his son would one day lead a normal life. He kept looking for a path or an unopened doorway in his son's psyche that would lead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?